It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of the podcast, have you signed up to our WhatsApp channel yet? Well, if you haven't, please do. The WhatsApp channel is our opportunity to keep in touch with you, our listeners. We will send you links when the show is live. We'll send you links when the podcast drops on Spotify, and just generally keep in touch with you. Now, we won't spam you. We'll send you one, maybe two messages a day, but that's it. And that way you can keep in touch with us and be right up to date with our latest podcast. So if you'd like to be added to the WhatsApp channel, just WhatsApp us the words add me and send it to 085-825-2626. We will send you a reply with a link to our WhatsApp channel. You just follow that link and you subscribe there. So once again, send the words add me to 085-825-2626 and we'll send you a link back and you subscribe to our WhatsApp channel there. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? It's Becca here, says this WhatsApp message that we got yesterday evening. I recently started an office job in Dublin 18. It's next door to a creche. And the one thing I noticed in the last few weeks that I thought was very sad was seeing children, actually babies, being dumped there at 8 a.m. and the same ones not being picked up by their parents until 6 p.m. when I'm going home from work. This is shameful. They are babies and having no bonding time with their parents, paying strangers to mind your kids. I don't have any children myself yet, but this is not the way I will be doing it. If you can't raise your children yourself, maybe being a parent is not for you. Just saying. And that's from a lady called Becca, who believes that you should not have children if they're going to spend 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. in a creche.
Now, for the first, I want to get this out of the way. For the people who are saying she should mind her own business, absolutely not. If she minded her own business, and all of you minded your own business, we wouldn't have a podcast.
Yes, so we do need people sticking their nose in.
Our podcast is literally based on people not minding their own business. So she's quite entitled to her opinion. I agree with her 100%. I'll come to that in a moment. But she is quite entitled to her opinion from what she witnesses. And what she witnesses is babies being dumped at... No, I don't think it's fair to use the word dumped, in fairness. But babies being dropped off at a creche. And from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m.,
it's a long day. It's a long day.
How many hours? It's 10 hours.
Yeah, it's 10 hours, yeah.
So that baby, and they are babies, is spending more time with strangers in a creche than with the parents, and that is fundamentally wrong.
Okay, here's the thing I'd say.
A lot of people need two parents working.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, but there's...
And that's not the only thing I was going to say.
Not necessarily.
The other thing I was going to say is people make creches out to be like a prison. Like, literally, the kids go in, they sit down, they're strapped down, and they can do nothing.
No, they're being
kids actually love going to creche.
No, they are being stimulated.
Yes.
And all that. No, I'm not talking about from the kids' point of view. I'm talking from the parents' point of view. You only get... And I even see it with my son at the moment, since he turned double digits. He's grown apart from us. He wants to be with his friends more and not with me. I asked him, did he want to go to the shop yesterday? And normally he would jump and go, yeah, let's go, Daddy. And he was like, no, I'm playing with my friends.
Yeah.
So you only get your kids for 11 or 12 years, and then they become teenagers and little shits, and they're gone, and they don't want to know you. So there's a very small window of time where your kids get to bond with you. And my thing is, if you're going to have kids, at least one of you should be around some part of the time to raise them. Now, I'm not getting into my own situation. It's none of any of your business.
Angela just said, Jeremy, don't even start. Your mam minds yours and you don't pay her.
Creches are absolutely brilliant. They're absolutely brilliant. In fact, as we record this podcast, my daughter is in, not creche, but after school for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in it for an hour to enable her mother to get home from... So my situation is irrelevant.
Well, it's not really. What is in that you didn't have to put your children into a creche because you had family support.
It's not.
And again, I say the same thing about Katie. She has family support that enables her to work without putting her kids in a creche.
No, I'm not talking. I'm just saying either myself or my wife are around quite a bit. So I'm here at the moment, yeah, doing this. No, I'd rather be at home with my kids. But I'm here doing this job, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So that I have two jobs, so that then my wife could only needs to work part time, so she can spend more time with her kids. To the extent then that she has seen them go through a lot of their big steps, like their first walk,
and that's great. And that's brilliant that you were able to afford to do
Whereas
that.
These, well,
you
no,
were
no,
able
no,
to afford to
no,
do
no,
that.
No, you cut your cloth to meet your measure. So maybe, guys, if you can't afford for one of you to give up work or to work part time, maybe you're in too big of a house. Maybe you're living in two.
So now you're going to lecture people where they live and what they drive.
I'm just saying you can't. No one mentioned a car, but now that you mention a car, yeah, maybe you're driving. I know of a family who literally dropped their kids off from pretty much those times, and they're driving a brand new 2.4D Tesla car. Which probably
fair
costs
play
50.
To them.
Yeah, no fair play to them, but something has to give. You can't have everything. Now, if you offered me the choice, do you want a brand new Tesla car or do you actually want to spend a bit more time with your kids? I'll go for the time with my kids. So there you go.
And as I said, it's been very fortunate for you that you could afford to do that and that you had family support that enabled you to have your children minded while you were at work. Not everybody has that. That's the point. Not everybody has that.
But the point I'm trying to make is, and again, it's not about me. This is not about me. The point I'm trying to make is that there are ways around this thing. And maybe, you know, I don't know. I just think there's something fundamentally wrong with a child being brought up in a creche. Okay? Because what is the point? If you're not going to have kids, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
To enjoy that time with them, to enjoy a beautiful day today when we're recording this, yeah?
But you're not with your kids. Oh, God. Oh, my God. They must be traumatized.
No, but their mother is. So at least one of the parents. Obviously, you can't have two parents staying at home. Okay? That is absolutely ridiculous that two parents are going to stay at home. But one of the parents is with the kids. That's better than nothing. Then a complete another stranger. And I'm sorry if that sounds harsh, but that's how I feel. It's called Opinions Matter.
But again, Jeremy, you're making a creche out to be a prison camp. It's not a prison camp.
No.
Kids actually benefit from it. Kids actually enjoy being in creche. My two kids were in creche when they were younger.
This isn't about
and they're the most balanced, sociable individuals ever.
This is not about the kids. This is about parents losing out on all that precious time. And the person...
But sure, you're after missing out on all that precious time because you're out working in two jobs, as you just said. Oh, God, how are you coping? But how are you coping?
Because that's the sacrifice. It's sacrifice.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved in this conversation. Let's go to Spain and Glenn.
I'll give you a good one. Working with kids the last 10 years. I'm at work now. I live in Spain. You probably heard it in the background. Sorry. But in one creche I worked at, the opening time was 7:30 and you closed to 6:30. When I was on the 7:30 shift, I wouldn't even be able to breathe as I walked in through the classroom door. And I tried to be sitting there. And they wouldn't go home to close in time at 6:30. And sometimes, I think the latest was 7:20 without any phone call or any notice the parent was going to be late. And yes, we do realise. And yes, the teachers talk about it. And yes, you are the top of the creche if you do it. So don't play the sympathy card. And I do understand there's people that do have to do it. But you are being judged. I'm sorry for any parents that ring say, well, that's what we're being paid for. But we also have our own social lives. And we all have our own tasks we have to do when the kids leave or whatever. Put your kid in for 9 to 5, no problem. Everybody can understand it. Your work, you have to go and collect the kids well. But even your kid from opening to closing, it's just unexcusable. I'm sorry. Especially if they live long distance from where the school is.
Ed, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ed? Well, Ed, what did you want to say on this? We're talking about kids who spend a lot of time in creche. The lady who contacted us said it's disgraceful. Jeremy said, why bother having kids? What's your view on this?
It's not disgraceful because I used to spend 2 days in there when I was at home and I was 2 years old and I really benefited from it. Yes, okay, the first time I was homesick, but I got used to it. I made friends and I was enjoying myself.
And that's the point that I was trying to make a moment ago, that, you know, to suggest that creches are like prison camps is ridiculous. Kids actually enjoy going to creche.
Exactly.
I mean, I'll give you an example, Jeremy. My daughter's best friend
is her best friend
since she was 3 years of age in creche.
Yes, that's a beautiful story. I'm crying for you. My heart is beating for
Stop
you.
Stop being such a smart prick.
That's not
the fact of the matter is.
That is not what the topic is about.
An important time in her life that her best friend still to this day.
Delighted. I'll ring her up and send her a card.
Stop being so smart.
No.
The fact of the matter is she was a social animal when she was only three, that she got a friend when she was only three, and they're still friends today.
I do not have a problem with creches, Ed. I don't have a problem with, you know, my own daughter, as I said, is in one for the next 20 minutes and after school. Well, I don't have a problem with the creches. And I don't think Becca, who sent that message, has a problem with creches. What she does have a problem with is a child being dumped in a creche from 8 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock in the evening in solitary confinement, pretty much indoors, or whatever the case
is. No. Again, that is disgraceful to say that about a creche in solitary confinement. It is not a fucking prison camp. You just said solitary confinement, making it sound like it is a bloody prison camp. It's not a prison camp.
What are you getting so worked up about?
Kids are more... because I'm really pissed off with you describing it like that, in solitary confinement. They're actually the opposite of solitary confinement. They're engaging with other kids.
So you let that speak.
Yeah, exactly. And I was doing the same thing. I was engaging with other kids. We were going crazy even at nighttime. It was great. It was fucking awesome. They are left there from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. But I was left there for two nights and I still enjoyed myself.
Sorry, when you say two nights, what do you mean?
Like, I was basically boarding there. I was staying there for about two nights or even one night, because my parents were too busy working. But still, it was fine.
Sorry, you were in creche overnight?
Yes.
God, I never heard of an overnight creche in my life now, to be honest.
It was back in my country.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea, Adrian, doesn't it?
What?
Tell him how great that is. It's brilliant.
I didn't say it was.
Kids love that.
But he loved it. That's the point. He loved it. And I'm sure you've very fond memories, yeah?
I sure do.
So when you hear... the likes of Becca and people like Jeremy condemning parents.
Don't say people like me.
People like you.
Oh, sorry, you mean people that have an opinion on it? Are you becoming one of them now, or people can have an opinion on it?
No, I didn't say you can't have an opinion.
Let's change the name of the podcast.
But one of your opinions was absolutely outrageous. In solitary confinement, the kids are in solitary. It couldn't be the further from the truth.
I'm talking about, and again, a lot of you just turn in all the microphones. I want to speak along with it. Any interruption, because the people aren't hearing what I'm saying. So I want you all to clean out your ears very, very quickly.
Okay, solitary confinement, that was one thing you said. I even wrote it down.
Clean out your ears. What I'm saying is, I don't have a problem with creches per se. We need them. We need them, because nobody can survive on a one-parent salary now. It's impossible, okay? However, although no, our next caller is surviving on a one-parent salary. What I'm saying is, there's something fundamentally wrong with a three-year-old baby, still a baby, a toddler, spending, how many hours did we work out?
Do you know how fucking patronising you sound?
10 by 5, 50 hours a week away from the parents. What is the point in having children? You weren't seeing them. By the time the parents pick up the kids at 6 o'clock, yeah, the parents are tired from working a long day in work. They're bringing the kids home. They're having a bit of dinner. Kids going to bed. You're seeing the kid for an hour.
Bar his patronising tone.
Not being patronising.
You are. You're literally talking down to people.
Jeremy, what the hell? Like, I was, again, I will say it for one more fucking time. I was spending few nights in there, and when I came back home, I even had weekends, and my parents still saw me. So what the hell? Like, I still got to see my parents. Yes, I was up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go there, but I still saw my parents. So like, it's not like they dumped me and like, oh, fuck you, you're staying there. No.
Okay, stay there for a second, Ed. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved in this.
And again, I want to stress, this is not about what the kids feel. Unless we have, if there's a three-year-old who's listening to the podcast at the moment and wants to ring in and tell us how. I mean, a kid will tell you, yeah? A kid would tell you they're as happy as Larry watching Disney Plus for 8 hours nonstop.
No. Yes, again, no creche is doing that.
No, that you're not hearing my point. You're not hearing my point. You're saying the kids love it. This is not about what kids love. Kids don't always love what's best for them, okay? A kid would love to suck 20 lollipops in a row, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's not what's best for a kid. So we're not looking at it through the mouth of babes, okay? We're talking about from a parent's point of view. I don't know why people can't get that.
Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Well, afternoon, Aidan. How are you getting on?
Good, thanks, Jason. Somebody predicted earlier on that you'd be on this conversation today because you have spoken about this before.
Yeah, it's sad that society that we live in a society now where we feel the need, we have to abandon our kids in these places to go out and make money. I mean, and for what? It's only just for material gain. I mean, we're not living any better lives. If anything, the state of the country's got worse. The services have got worse. So we're paying double the taxes. We're paying somebody else to look after our kids. And our lives have literally just got worse. I mean, they're the most important couple of years of your kids' lives.
I agree. I don't think there's anybody not agreeing. But unfortunately, for so many parents, needs must. They don't have any choice.
Yeah, a lot of them do. A lot of them do. If you do look, it all is just aesthetics. It all is just for monetary and just to have the nicer car on the road and the nicer holidays. I mean, a lot of it is. And if you think your kids are getting the attention that you can give them in a creche, they're not. You have two girls there looking after 15 kids. Four of them kids fall and start crying. They can't pick up all four of them. I mean, it's only a couple of years. I know you say some people have to. A lot of people have to. And it's sad that we have to live in a society like that. But as Jeremy said, sometimes you just got to cut your cloth.
Here's the thing. This is the thing that really bugs the shit out of me where it comes to this conversation, okay?
I don't hear you having to go to Jay, by the way. And that's a true story, by the way.
Will you let me finish what I was about to say?
On my life, Jay, I know a couple who literally, their kids are raised by the creche and they're going around driving a brand new 46 grand Tesla. I mean, can't have everything. Which is more important, a Tesla? My car is, how many years old is my car? My car is 8 years old. I don't need a 46 grand Tesla. I'd rather spend that money on spending time with
different strokes, Adrian, for different folks.
Adrian, just a quick one before I go, I'm loading the truck here. My daughter worked in a creche for years, okay? My eldest, I think I told you this, and she's on a private. She worked for this family, right? Rich family, big house, had cleaners. You know, the whole lot came in and done everything for this couple, right?
Mm-hmm.
When my daughter went on a holiday, say I took her 2 weeks holiday, she was full time at this. They had to ring war to find out what to do with the kids. All right, they had to ring war to find out what the kids did. Come on. Is it really worth it? Is money really worth that? I mean, we're not taking the money with us. You might as well spend it now on your kids than have all these big assets and your kids are just waiting for you to die so they can spend it.
Okay, the one thing, what I was about to say was the one thing that bugs the shit out of me about this conversation is parents are damned if they do and damned if they don't. If these parents decided to stay at home all day, every day, sign on the dole, collect half off the state, we'd all be condemning them as well.
Sorry, Adrian. It doesn't take two parents to sit at home on the dole, okay? One can go to work and one can look after the kids. It works perfectly grand in our household. Lorraine is the boss in our household. She does everything. She has my wages on a Thursday and I get what's left. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with just looking at... I mean, why even the bowl into it? I mean, I don't live on house. Okay, I have a council house, but I pay my rent. I've been paying taxes for 30 years now. So I'm getting nothing handed to me. You know, I mean, the only thing that's missing here is Lorraine's not paying taxes to the government so they can waste it on somebody else. So, I mean, I take objection to that, Adrian, that we sit on the dole.
Maybe you're not, but I'm talking about parents are damned if they do and damned if they don't. No, they're not.
Do you know the men that leave my house and stay in the morning to go to work and the wives stay at home and the partners stay home? They're not damned if they do and damned. They're just getting on with life. They've made a decision.
Jason,
their kids are more important than money.
Jason, you live in a council estate, so that's how people can afford to do it.
Because I chose that. I chose that way. We had a choice. We could have been them parents when our kids in the creche.
I didn't
prioritise a house over a family life.
I've been asked to play this voice note for you from Dave.
Lads, you have some uninformed people on at times, but Jesus Christ, Jay is taking the biscuit here, right? It is this simple. You're allowed four children to one adult. If you have 18 kids in the room, you have about four or five people work with them. That is just a basic health and safety thing, okay? to fucking Jeremy. Your family mind your kids for you. A lot of people aren't in that fucking position. The point that Adrian is making, my young fella's blossomed since he went to creche in regards to socialization, in regards to speech, behavior, the whole fucking thing. You do not bring a child into a creche and you just sit them down and let them watch cartoons. You absolute fucking morons of people. When they're doing their free school year, they get them, they start introducing them to stuff like maths. One week it was science week. Another week it was nature week. He came home talking to me about owls. He came home talking to me about space another day. Okay? When they're in their toddler rooms, they get to play with toys. They do sensory stuff with them. They do stuff with them that helps them build up their motor skills. They don't just dump the kids in the fucking room and say, go on, let's work away, play away. They're also highly, highly fucking regulated. If your child has so much as a scratch, you are given a report to sign. You are given a copy of the exact same fucking report. Okay? The woman running the creche my young friend's in at the moment has a master's degree. She has more fucking qualifications than all these knobheads who are giving their opinions. And I'm sorry, Jay, fierce nice fella and all, right? You're gone from home Monday to fucking Friday. And you're, like, talking to the rest of us about parenting. I know it's a thing you decided to do, but not everybody's lucky enough to have a council house. So this idea that creches are baby prisons is bollocks.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%, David. I've been saying that all the way along. Do you want to respond to that, Jason?
Right, number one, we put our name on the council house, which we're perfectly entitled to do. Everybody's perfectly entitled to do that. We paid our rent for 9 years private once we got a house. Nothing wrong with that, is there? And I chose to do what I do, so my kids would have to sit at home with them and read them, and not a complete and utter stranger.
Good luck. Bye. Sorry, what?
Dave's getting very angry about something that people aren't actually saying. I never said creches. Again, I'll repeat it for the fifth time. Creches are essential. They are essential.
But don't put your kids in them because you're a failure as a parent.
No, that's not what I said either.
Don't leave them in there for any more than 2 hours or you're a failure as a parent.
Didn't say that either. I just said I said 60 hours a week for a child to be in a creche is OTT. That's all I'm saying.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Sarah, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sarah?
Hi, you guys. How's things?
Good, thanks, Sarah. A lot of anger here today.
Things have been better, Sarah. Things have been better.
Yeah, I can tell.
Jesus Christ.
No, I just think that, like, don't get me wrong. I don't believe that sending your kids to creche, like, all day, every day is a good thing. But I think there's a little bit more to it than just parents dropping them off and not fucking bothering with them.
Absolutely.
For, like, 10 hours of the day. I mean, think about it. Realistically, the people who are leaving the kids in for that long right now, I'm not saying that all of them, I know there's always a sliver that are just going to take the piss, but the majority of them, they're your nurses, they're your doctors, they're people in your healthcare.
Absolutely.
So if you're going to walk into your fucking A&E when one of them saving your life and say, thanks for saving me life, but where's your kids? Why are you not raising your kids? Neck of you being in work for 12 hours of the day? Should be at home with your kids. Don't worry about your car. Don't worry about the house. Don't worry about the food on the table. No. Mind your kids. And that's the type of attitude that people have.
I couldn't agree with you more. And Jeremy, you are that person.
By the way, this is coming from Adrian, who literally spent his whole life in work when his kids were young. Literally.
But listen to
you.
Hang on a second. Everybody's house is different. No two houses are the same. So the neck of somebody to turn around who doesn't know that other person, and that girl Becca is sitting in her office job, watching other people do their job or whatever it is, has no knowledge of their life, but can make an absolute assumption straight off the bat and condemns those parents. Like, I mean, does she know anything about them? Does she know where they work? Does she know what they're doing? And I mean, I am not being rude here, but I can guarantee you not one of them feel good dropping their kids off all day. I hardly think that they come skipping in and collecting gold.
I
only have 2 hours left before I have to put them to bed, thank God, and go home. Like, the attitudes of people. But also, let's remember something else as well. Who's put all the parents in this poxy position? Because it isn't you or I. It's the lovely people sitting up in the Dáil doing absolutely nothing to help the working class people. That's exactly why the creches are essential. Because if they're not there, what happens? What happens to the parents? Because like the other fella said, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. If I sat my arse all day and claimed the Dáil, sure, I'd be a lazy bitch.
So when you hear the likes of Becca saying it's disgraceful, your argument is, think about who these people are. Think about exactly. The jobs that these people are working at. And as you correctly said, Sarah, that nurse, for example, could work a 12-hour shift because that's what she has to do and could save Jeremy's life this afternoon. And Jeremy, you're going to give her a lecture and say, well, why aren't you at home with your kids instead of saving my life?
No, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that at all.
You would if you knew it.
No, but listen, but here's the thing, though. We don't know who those people are. So assumptions are automatically being made and the comments have been made already, like you said. Why are they doing it? What? But you don't know what those parents' jobs are. Now, don't get me wrong. I have a friend who works in a creche in a certain part of Dublin, and I know that there is people who drop the kids off in their pyjamas and come back over and collect them in their pyjamas. But I'm telling you now, what happens there is the kids are fed, they're minded, they're looked after, they're played with, they're given the essentials, speech, language, socialisation.
But Sarah, sorry for cutting across. You also said that parents don't feel good about.
There's no parent dropping their child off a creche going, got rid of them now, brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. Now, but don't get me wrong.
That proves my point.
No, but hang on. But like everything else, there is always going to be a minority that take the piss. It happens with every single thing that we do, whether it's the social welfare, the housing, blah, da, 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 you get it. There's always a small few. But I think for the majority of people, dropping their children to creche, that is something that not only, like, they don't want to be spent. Do you know how much it is to put your kid in creche?
Ridiculous amount of money. But as well, you said,
do you know what I'm saying?
I know, but it's also not the government's job to mind our kids. Minding a child,
absolutely not. But it should be made easier for parents to either stay at home and one of them go out to work, or that it's an easier work day that somebody's there to be able to collect the kids. Because I can tell you now, right off the bat, that I would be hard pushed trying to find a job here in Ireland that is going to give me that time that works around my kids.
It is extremely difficult, I agree. Stay there for a second, Sarah. I want to bring in Andrea. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Andrea. What did you want to say on this?
So, like I said in my message, I have a 10-month-old and I wanted to put him into creche for 3 half-days a week just for his development, because I am fortunate enough not to need him to go because my partner can walk around my hours. Mm-hmm. But for his development, because he's an only child, I live in the UK, so he doesn't always interact with his cousins, which means he's got limited child interaction. The only creche that was available was full days 8 to 10 or 8 to 6. So they didn't offer the half days. Now, I've chosen not to put him in because I think it's too long for a 10-month-old to be away that long. But that's not saying that in a year's time or 2 years' time, my circumstances might change and I'll have no choice but put them in for that long. Because the waiting list for the creche with the half days was 18 months long.
Okay, so it was really, really difficult. But at this moment, you're fortunate enough to be in a situation that you don't have to leave your child in the creche for the full day. But that time might come. And this is the point that I was making to Jeremy at the very start of this. And I think, Sarah, this is the point you're trying to make as well. Everybody's circumstances are different. And rather than condemning somebody for dropping their kid to creche from 8 until 6...
Why did you do the topic today, then? Why did you bother doing this?
Everybody's circumstances are different.
Why do you bother talking about it?
No, because...
You're giving out about...
No, I'm saying...
have an opinion that doesn't go your way.
What I'm saying is we need to think outside the box as to why... It's not all about driving lovely cars and nice holidays.
No,
it's not.
No, but in a lot of cases, it is about that.
That's your bitterness coming out there.
I actually don't agree, Jeremy. I don't. I think some people don't have a choice. They need to go and work, and two parents, they need 2 wages.
Yeah, I said
the cost of living has increased. I don't think it's so they can drive a nice car.
But
it's hard for us. We have our own business. If somebody calls in sick and I'm in the office, I'll have to drop everything and go home because my partner will have to cover.
I know, but Andrea...
he's stuck.
Okay, Andrea, this isn't made up shit. Adrian, you know how close I live to several creches.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, my area is littered with creches. And in one particular creche, and the only reason I know this is because I go by to go to the shops, the cars that you see pulling up...
Oh, here we go again.
And you're saying it's not about the cars. How come...
Jeremy, these people could be managing directors of companies and earning a bloody fortune.
But they're managing directors...
Or it could be a company car.
Yeah.
Okay. I drive a 65 grand car. I didn't buy it.
I'm just saying that how come all the cars pulling up to this crash are all brand new, top of the range cars?
Bitter.
My car
pathetic.
Is brand new, Jeremy. It was delivered to me on the 7th of January. Brand new, dropped outside my door. There were 16 miles on it when I got it. It's worth 65 grand. I didn't buy that.
Okay, so
but you have the use of it.
Okay, so
anyway, so what if somebody's driving a nice car? Mind your own fucking business. It is none of your business what car somebody drives. It is none of your business what job they do. And if they choose to put their children into creche, that's also none of your business. None of your business. Would you agree, Sarah?
Absolutely. Because again, see those lovely cars. What area do you live in? I mean, does that not suit your area? Sure, you don't live in council estates or nothing, don't you? So that would not suit your area. What else are they going to drive in? Their horse and cart to collect their kids?
At the end of the day,
that fella driving that lovely car could have just saved someone's life in hospital.
Yeah,
could have done multiple things.
But
because he drives that nice car,
you have this chip on your shoulder about it, Jim.
Yeah, that he can't have his kids in there.
All I'm saying is the repayments on a Land Rover that I see one of them driving.
You sound so pathetic. Do you know that? Land Rover. I have an eight-year-old car.
But listen to me. Things have changed for everybody. The cost of living of everything has gone up. So it's not just one thing. It's everything. So, just because someone's driving that nice car doesn't mean they're not on the edge of their neck with their
absolutely,
money.
Absolutely, 100%.
Do you know what I mean? Okay, the reason why they've got to drop the kids over is because they've to go to work to earn that money to pay for that nice car.
Okay, but what I was saying, Sarah, is yes, a Land Rover, the repayments on a Land Rover would be probably about 1,100 or 1,200 a month, okay? If you can afford that, you can afford one of the parents to go back to part-time work and actually...
Okay, I want to paint a scenario for you, and this is a story that I know to be true, okay? A consultant... Doctor, yeah? Making a bloody fortune, driving a lovely car like you have. His wife is...
Like I have, I don't have a lovely car.
No, like you're giving out about.
Oh, yeah.
His wife is she's a GP, okay?
Yeah.
So she's also a doctor. And their kids are in creche. Should she have to give up her career because
she has
kids?
Nobody should have to give up their career. You're not listening to what I'm saying.
Well, you kind of are.
Oh,
no. One of you should stay at home.
But you're saying to us that one parent has to make the decision, Jeremy.
No,
but here's the other thing as well. What if there isn't two parents there?
What I'm saying is you can't have everything.
No,
you can't see your lovely brand new car and your lovely six holidays a year and still see your kids every minute of the day.
But who are you talking about?
Yeah.
Who are these people you're talking about? Because I can guarantee you stand outside the creches. I'd say there's maybe one, I'd say, in each creche that would have that type of way of living. The rest of them are struggling through their bollocks.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you wholeheartedly, Sarah. Do me a favour.
Stay on
the line there for one second if you can, please. I want to bring in more opinions on this. And there are a lot coming in. Martin!
Afternoon, guys. Great topic. By the sounds of it, that woman thinks even family help is unacceptable. That you should be with your kids 24/7. Like, there's many advantages of creche as well, like socialisation being one of them. But you've got to go to work, you've got to pay the bills. I know the creche is another bill, but you still have to pay it. There's people that don't want to give up their careers. And there are people that do give them up to raise their kids, and fair play to them. If they can financially do it, that's perfectly fine. But... there's many people out there that can't financially give up their careers. They have to pay the mortgage, they have to pay the bills. So that's my thought on it, lads.
Let me also bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Stephen.
How you doing, lads? Yeah, it's Steve again. I agree with Jeremy on this, to the point of the parents and the children not getting any bonding time. They're in there from 8 o'clock to 6. That's 50 hours a week. come Saturday, oh yeah, the childminder will do it. The wife has to go shopping, I get her hair done, the husband probably going off playing golf, meeting up with the lads. Come Sunday then, or they're going for dinner, going to the cinema a couple of hours, and back all around again on a Monday. Like, seriously, there's no love. Well, it's not that there's no love, it's just there's no bonding there. And it will be a knock-on effect, because when the kids are actually old enough, it's the same thing, that it's a revolving door to put away into boarding schools or whatnot. Cheers.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Lorraine has been in touch with us on 085-825-2626.
Hey guys, your topic today is going to divide the nation. I get where she's coming from. It's sad to see kids being brought up in creche and being left in creche for them many hours. But come on, if she's working, she has no other choice. I'm lucky enough I could give up work and my partner's wages could sustain us, but some people aren't that lucky. You're going to divide the whole entire nation today, lads.
Kathleen, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Kathleen.
Hey, Adrian. Hey, Jeremy. I woke up over the crash. I have no problem with children being going into a crash, but when I see the babies going in at 8 o'clock in the morning after 6 in the evening, I mean, babies, new babies, it's crazy.
And how often do you see that?
Every day. I live up over the crash. I can actually look over a little wall outside my balcony and I can look into the crash and I can see them going in. You see it
okay.
Every day.
Right, so how do you know certain children are being left there from 8 until 6 in the evening?
Because you kind of see them going in and going out the same every day. As I said, I live directly right up over it.
Okay, so you've got a view of a crash similar to the lady Becca who contacted us in the first place, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're able to see that certain kids are dropped off, and in some cases little babies, are being dropped off at 8 in the morning and not collected until tea time.
Yeah. And as I said, Adrian, I've no problem with kids going into crashes if you can kind of communicate with other kids. And I worked in a crash for a week over in Santry a few years ago, and I said I seen things in it that I wouldn't like to say. I seen babies getting dropped off screaming, absolutely screaming, and of course, as you would do, you pick them up and try and cuddle them and whatever, and I was told, yeah, they're not allowed to do that here. So I kind of
so you feel they're lacking a bit of affection or whatever if they're in creche for a long time.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely,
so a lot of people have been saying that this lady Becca, who sees this every day, should just mind her own business. People have different circumstances, and you don't know why some children are being dropped in creche that long.
I understand it's nobody's business, Adrian, but at the same time, it breaks my heart because I have 10 grandchildren. I have 2 great-grandchildren. And as I said, it breaks my heart. I never used to crash, thank God I didn't have to. And none of my grandchildren was in crash either. But I just said...
What I would say to you, Kathleen, is... Isn't it well for you that that was the case, that you didn't have to? In a lot of cases, parents literally have no choice.
Well, Jeremy, Adrian, I worked 2 jobs. I went from one job to another. I was out to work at 7 in the morning, then I went straight from one cleaning job to another cleaning job in 2 hospitals. And I mean, it wasn't easy, but I just said, I just chose not to.
And who minded the kids?
My sister-in-law minded them.
So you had support. That's the point. This is the point that I'm trying to make. You had support, thankfully, and it's great that you did. And it was a family member looking after the kids while you were out working. But not everybody has that sort of backup.
I understand that, Adrian. But when you think about why have a little baby and put it straight into the creche and then leave it there all day for whatever how many hours. I understand people struggle and I understand people need creches. But my God, even wait until they're a year or a year and a half or 2 maybe, and then put them in where they can communicate with other children. But putting new babies in, I just find that some of the creches are overcrowded. There's too many babies in them.
Now, I think some people...
They live directly up over one.
Okay, some people would agree with you on putting a very little baby in a creche. But in most cases... Parents are off work for, mammies or daddies are off work for at least 6 months when the baby comes along. A lot of parents take extended maternity leave. So, you know, you're not talking about newborn babies going into creche.
Well, I see newborn babies. I see, and I'm living here 28 years, and I'm living above the creche 28 years. And you do see it. And I used to say to myself, it breaks your heart. You feel like saying, you want me to mind by it, you know, because, as I said, I'm a grandmother of 10 children, I have 2 great grandchildren. But I just said, I think from 8 o'clock in the morning until 6 in the evening is just far too long. Absolutely.
Okay, as we said earlier on, I think it was Sarah said, you don't and I don't know the circumstances of that parent. That parent could be a nurse in a hospital working long shifts, which they do, or a doctor, or a firefighter. You don't know what they're doing. And therefore, in other words, we need to be more grateful for people who actually do give up their time and energy to work at jobs that we need. If you remember back during COVID, we had a major crisis because creches weren't open to allow our frontline workers to go and do their job. They literally couldn't get anyone to mind their children. So that's the point, that you don't know who these people are and what they do.
Adrian, I understand that. I totally understand. And as I said, I'm not against crashes. I walked around for a week and I just said, no, I know a week is nothing to, but as I said, I see what happens in, I'm not saying all, some great crashes out there, I'm sure. But the one I was in particular, as I said, I seen the baby getting dropped in and the mother was nearly crying and the child was screaming. And of course, I do what you would do as a parent. I picked the child up to try and console it. And I was told, no, we don't do that here. We haven't got time. And I mean, I probably could have got more work and I wouldn't go back to it because I just said I thought it was absolutely horrendous. The child was absolutely screaming uncontrollably.
Okay, so I want you to be conscious that there is somebody listening to us right now who is maybe listening to this podcast in the evening after a long day where they were at work and their kids were in creche, perhaps for the whole day. What do you say to that parent about leaving their kids in creche that long?
I just think it's wrong. Adrian. I really do. I mean, why have a baby and then hand her over to somebody else? I understand, as I said, Adrian, I'm not against creches, but I mean, for 8 hours a day, it's just absolutely crazy. I mean, well and good if they can start when they're a year, maybe a year and a half, 2 years old, that they can communicate and play.
But unfortunately, that's where the problem is, that most parents who are working parents just don't have that wherewithal to stay off work for 2 or 3 years. Not everybody has that luxury.
I understand that.
Okay,
too.
Stay there for a second, Kathleen. Let me go to Svetlana.
Sorry, before you go to Svetlana, you know what's interesting? I don't know if many of you listening to the podcast now have noticed, but Kathleen there said exactly what I was saying, pretty much word for word. Mm-hmm. She has the same opinion as me. And Adrian was...
She wasn't going on about fancy cars.
If you had given her a bit more time, and Adrian was mollycoddling her. And
I wasn't.
In fairness, he was being very nice to you, Kathleen. When I say the exact same that you say,
because you have this condescending attitude. Here, listen back to the earlier part. You literally talk down your nose to parents.
Just have the balls to speak to. How come two people can have the same? In fact, I'm not giving any more opinions on this.
Brilliant. Svetlana, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I mean, as a mother who works 9 hours a day and doesn't have my child in creche just yet, I don't have that same problem, but I can understand where other people might be coming from. Like, first, it's none of your business how many hours a day my child is in creche. She's going to be in creche if she has to be in creche for the duration of the day. Like, I can't just drop off at work being like, hi guys, sorry, my 5 hours are, other people are going to be judging me, so I'm just going to leave work early and expect other people to pay half of my mortgage. Like, what the fuck?
Okay, so at this moment, you're not in a position to have your child in creche, but that day may come. Is that what you're saying?
It's coming.
Yes, okay.
Coming from September now,
September, okay. And from September then, you're gonna duck and dive so that people don't see you dropping your child off to creche so that you're not riddled with guilt for doing so.
Well, I'm going to be riddled with mom guilt anyway, because, I have to work rather than staying at home with my kid. But that's due to the economy. So if the lady wants to bark at a tree, she may bark at the government for, giving only 6 months paid maternity leave and not really being very helpful when it comes to time off with kids.
Sorry, Svetlana, I have to cut across you there. Ireland, and I'm going to defend the government here. Ireland has one of the most generous maternity leave packages in the world.
Do we really? It's not.
No.
In other countries, you can get up to 2 years maternity leave.
Well, that's
you can.
But that's ridiculous. That's absolutely
ridiculous.
In Serbia, where I come from, you get 2 years.
That's, there you go.
That's ridiculous. That a company would have to keep a job open for 2 years.
It's actually paid by the government.
Yes.
So it's 2 years, and you get 45% of your pay.
And you can go back to that same job after 2 years.
Exactly.
So,
yes.
Jeremy, our allowances are actually pathetic, really, compared to a lot of countries, an awful lot of countries. Well, you've just heard it. Two years.
Look, 6 months paid and then 6 months unpaid, it's still like okay. Most people, like when you're talking about third world countries, they don't even get that. So don't get me wrong, I am grateful for that. But it's just the fact that you can't really extend that. So only a couple of places like HSC, if you work for HSC, they will pay you for the full year and they will pay you a certain percentage of your pay. So it's not like 240 per week.
Okay, so
what do you say,
Svetlana, what do you say then to people who are literally guilt-tripping parents about leaving their kids in creche? What do you say to those people?
To mind their own business, but if they don't want to mind their own business, I'm happy enough to send them my mortgage bill
Jeremy, if you wouldn't mind helping Svetlana with her mortgage, would that be okay? And then she won't have to drop the kids at the kids' creche.
Hilarious. By the way,
it's not hilarious, it's factual.
By the way, I am wrong. And I will admit, unlike most of the people that listen to this podcast, I'll actually admit when I'm wrong. Ireland, I thought, was a lot higher. It's not even in the top 10 of maternity leave countries.
There you go.
But I still do think it's a general package, or it's a generous package.
Yeah, it's not good enough, though. It's not good enough.
Look. It is. I mean, it is. When you come from a background where you work for 300 euros a month, and it's like a standard in a country, and then getting over here and being paid 240 a week, I think it is, correct me if I'm wrong, 240 a week for like a maternity when you're spending your time with the baby, that's incredible.
But the economy must go on as well, and companies, you know what I mean? And I'm telling you, now Adrian's jumping up and down like he's a suffragette here for women's rights and all. I can tell you now, Katie, who works on this show, if Katie decided to take 2 years off, Adrian, if she had another baby, so if Katie had another baby next week and she rang you and she said, by the way, Adrian, I can't do Opinions Matter for the next 2 years of my maternity, if you'd be jumping up and down, fucking women and fucking getting pregnant.
That's what I'm going to say. Svetlana, the shaming that you hear on a show like this, for example, makes you nearly want to drop off your child wearing some sort of a disguise so that somebody doesn't know it's you.
Not really, because that's not who I am. I don't give a flying F to what other people think of me and my actions, really. I'm going to do what's necessary my family.
But you still think they should just mind their own bloody business?
Yeah, essentially, yes. Okay, everybody should. But, I can feel for other parents who are being guilt-tripped like that, and it's really not fair. Like, these people are trying their hardest to keep their roof over their heads, their kids' heads, food on the table and everything, only for some parents to be like,
but they're driving.
You're leaving your kid for too long. Like, what am I supposed to do?
But they're driving to the creche in a nice car, so they've that. There is that. I mean,
you're pathetic.
By the way, Svetlana, before we let you go, have you got a shortened version of your name?
Lana.
There we go. It's too much.
What?
I don't do three syllable names.
Svetlana is only two syllables.
It's too much. No, it's not. Svetlana. It's three syllables. I can't be dealing with Svetlanas. So Lenny is that what?
Lana.
Okay, it's Lana.
Yeah, no, I am a tough one to deal with anyway. But
great to talk to you, Svetlana, and good luck in September.
You're welcome.
Yeah, enjoy.
Good luck in September.
Buying that Range Rover as well. They're a beautiful car, a Range Rover.
No, we've got a Mercedes.
Well done. Delighted for you. Thank you. Let me squeeze in Sean on this before we go.
Good afternoon, lads. How's it going? I just think it's ridiculous that people are moaning about this. I mean, if they were sitting at home on welfare, you'd be bitching and moaning, telling them to get a job. So they go get a job, and then they're doing an 8 to 5, 9 to 5, whatever, so the kids are in creche. And then you're bitching and moaning that the kids are in creche all day. You're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. Like, you can't win. And when you want to sit there and say, don't have kids, then, you know, not every kid is planned. Some kids are just happy accidents and whatever, you know. I just think you need to stop bitching. And it's nice to see Jair acting a prick as usual again. Like, he's just a fool. Take it easy.
Thank you, Sean. And Robbie.
Anyone who is lucky enough to have a family member to help them, you know, look after their kids while they go to work, they don't have a say in this. You know, this is about people who don't have that and have no choice but to use childcare facilities while they both go and work to pay for their, you know, their house or whatever.
All right, Robbie, thanks very much indeed. And thank you, all of you, for your opinions on today's Opinions Matter.
No,
thanks to you.
No, don't. Sorry, you're not entitled to your opinion on this podcast. I own this podcast and I can't even give my opinion.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Yeah. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.